Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It is Bruins Thursday. Mike Milbury coming up in about 15 minutes at 8:20 at the end, finally, of this miserable Bruins season. And we'll see what Mike Milbury thinks is next for the Boston Bruins. It sounds like, I didn't pay attention yesterday. Was there any kind of a resignation, Curtis, that I missed? It sounds like Cam Neely and Don Sweeney will remain in their respective roles, and this organization is rolling on.
Yes, nothing to see here.
So we'll talk to Mike Milbury about all of those things coming up. But by the way, do we have a name for your must-watch movie list?
No, but we should make one.
You watched Anchorman.
I did.
Have you ever seen The Patriot? A 617 texter wanted me to ask if you've ever seen The Patriot.
Let me see the movie poster.
We were talking about the reenactment stuff. It's with
Mel Gibson,
Mel,
right?
Gibson.
No.
Yeah.
She's never seen that.
You must watch that.
I thought the first one that she had to must watch was Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder is the next one that you guys have said. Oh, Heath Ledger's in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
In time for this weekend and what's going on in Lexington and Concord.
Yeah. There you go.
And you should... I recommend it. I think you'll love it. It's a
Jason
great movie.
Jason Isaacs, too.
Yeah, it's a great movie. I think you would love it.
Okay.
This is Joe from Lexington. Hello, Joe.
Good morning. How's everyone doing?
What's up?
Well, I grew up in Lexington, and I actually have friends that are in the Minutemen. And they all have other jobs. Everybody has other jobs. They pay for everything. They pay for their own uniforms. They pay for the guns.
Yep.
They rehearse all the time. All the time. It's a big deal in town. I mean, I remember when I went to LHS, I'd go into the auditorium, and on the left-hand side, it would say April 19th, 1775, and on the right-hand side, it would say, "What a glorious morning for America." Now, I don't know if that's still there. It's been a long time since I've been to the high school. But it's a big deal. It's a very big deal, and they all do other things. I think Courtney had some questions. You know, what are they? Do they have other jobs? They all do.
It's been replaced by an Instagram background.
Right. They actually have the Ukrainian flag there now.
To yuck someone's yums, but like if I was dating somebody and I was like, oh, let's do something on Saturday, and they're like, oh, I have my reenactor dress rehearsal for the
that would be an ick for you,
like
massive ick.
I mean, I don't know.
They're into it though. Yeah. The reenactors are into it. No. Civil War ones, they're very into it down in Gettysburg and such.
It does seem like it's older elk.
Ilk.
That you keep do this. I know that one. I'll never get that one. So okay, it's older elk in my mind.
Older. I think there probably are some young Minutemen, but I think mostly it's older fellas who have maybe a little extra time on their hand. I don't know.
I know it's not a Wednesday, but a quick would you rather for Courtney?
Yes.
Would you rather them be a Minuteman reenactor or a furry?
Oof, Shine. That is so hard.
That's a good one.
I guess a Minuteman reenactor.
Okay. Right. Interesting.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Furries, I think, are freaks.
Yeah. Yeah, but they just dress up, one time a year, right?
No, but they usually like to have intercourse with other furries.
Oh, okay. So that's.
So I believe if I was with a furry, they'd probably want me to be a furry.
They may ask.
Right.
What?
Yeah, it was like they may ask that.
You know
of
a
you.
Lot
yeah.
about it.
So
Chime.
If you're,
I know a little bit about a lot of things.
You know what, Chime? It's all good. If you and your fiance like to dress up as furries, I mean, nothing wrong with that. Don't be ashamed. Don't let them kink shame you.
Oh, I'm not shamed by anything, Wiggy. If you've learned anything on this show, it's that I have zero.
Who do
shame.
You dress up as though? Like are you when you guys do dress up, are you like more of a bear and she's a squirrel?
No, picture more like, you know, like Sully from Monsters, Inc.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So like specific characters. I get it.
No, not like specific, you know, more in that general vicinity.
Tell me that you have that costume dry cleaned frequently.
All right, nothing wrong with that.
Really disturbing.
Of course, Greg. Come on. What do you think I am, an animal?
I would think it more like a Pikachu and, you know, whatever, Charizard.
Eevee would be the Pokemon character for sure.
Because they have those costumes out there.
I don't know. Mike from Monsters, Inc. is a cutie.
Yeah, that's a, you know,
that's
like.
What he was saying.
No, Sully.
Sully was saying.
The big blue
the
one with the green
on,
dots.
The guy that landed on the Hudson?
See, those are more like specific. Animated movie characters where some furries just like to dress up as
An animal.
Yeah,
like
pure animals. Yeah.
Here's a text, 781 text. Great point. Courtney has an issue. It's an ick for her if a guy is into being a reenactor, but you're fine with Santo and his Game of Thrones LARPing that he does.
Well, he just writes. He doesn't dress up. Okay. There isn't like an expense. He's not paying for things.
He doesn't have to
it's a
pay
hobby.
Okay, so.
And this is a hobby too for some people.
Yes.
And like I said, I'm not going to yuck anybody's yums. Mm-hmm. For me personally, I don't necessarily know if I would be into going and mm-hmm. seeing my man's out there reenacting.
Does he dress up as Harry Potter though? Don't they do that whole little thing? I think he.
No,
right?
he doesn't. You make that up every time.
I thought you said you guys went to a play and you actually dressed up. Like...
Nope, we went to a play. We did not dress up.
All right, anyway. Can we get to some news before we get to Mike Milbury?
Yes,
rest,
we have
the rest of it.
Airline incident of the day.
Okay.
And now, the latest plane incident.
No, but this guy doing the flying has no airline experience at all. He's a menace to himself and everything else in the air.
Of the day.
By the way, is there anyone on board who knows how to fly a plane?
On the Greg Hill Show.
Mitch has the video for those watching on Twitch or YouTube, but a passenger lost it on a 14-hour Qatar Airlines flight from Doha to New York because a child was unaccompanied and was stabbing passengers with a fork.
How old was the child?
Probably around 4 years old.
When you say unaccompanied, her mom was there, but
sleeping.
So when you say unaccompanied, you mean she was just
walking the aisle.
Well, okay, okay.
And so the audio's not great, so we're not going to play it. But this woman took her shoe off and said, if you don't, like, because they got the flight attendant over, if you don't get her to stop, I'm going to hit her.
Okay.
And
I mean, I don't really have an issue with that. Like, she didn't hit her. But she's basically disciplining the kid and saying you can't be running around stabbing people with a fork.
Somebody could get hurt.
Right.
What are we doing?
I mean, and also,
watch
like...
watch your child.
If you have a child, you can't drift off to sleep. Sorry.
No.
Hell no.
In the middle of a flight.
And the video is spooky. Like, she has it up in her arm about to come down.
She's a little kid. I don't think she's not possessed or something.
Well, you never know. Have you seen some of those scary movies? Yeah,
right. The Omen?
Yeah. Little girls are usually the scariest.
Yeah. Annabelle.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a doll.
Well, I think the woman's in the right.
Maybe
not for losing it, but in the right for like objecting to it.
Listen, in East Boston, if your child acted up, anybody could hit your kid.
Well, I would be demanding a full refund for my flight.
The other thing, though, is that like, if you're passed out, shouldn't you lose your kid? Like, how are you a parent?
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, who's to say someone wouldn't? If that's landing, they're going to take your child. You'd have no idea.
Right.
Jeez.
Yeah, you gotta stay awake.
Yeah,
like, yeah, come on.
It's a full-time job you signed up for.
Sorry.
Yep. Needham business owners are up in arms because there is a new proposed redesign for Great Plains Ave. Great Plain Ave.
Yeah.
The redesign, big bike lanes.
Okay. That's like the busiest place in Needham.
Correct.
Back off.
It would take the street from six lanes down to four.
Like, how many people, I know we talk about this ad nauseum, but it's important. How many people are riding their bicycles through Needham, like, center?
Not
like
many.
I,
People have jobs. People have places to go. These people want to operate their businesses, and they're not letting cars get there.
Right.
Needham is one of the great towns in Metro West, and it is growing. It's a beautiful place. My parents live there. It is already almost at capacity in terms of traffic getting through the town. It's a great place to be, and there are countless areas to bike. There are great bike paths. There are great places all around Needham where if you want to get exercise and go for a bike ride, there are plenty of places to do so.
Yeah. And we're going to end in Canada. The most annoying thing in golf, Wiggy, mm-hmm. is usually if the foursome in front of you.
We have an intro for this, I think.
Oh, yeah, shoot.
Violent golfer in the news.
Now you've had enough.
All right, bitch. What do we got?
So the most annoying thing is if the foursome in front of you is playing really slow, so it's holding up your game. And in Canada, a giant golf fight broke out during a Monday golf league, and it was because the foursome in behind was hitting into the foursome ahead because they were playing so slow. It ended up to punches being thrown. One man broke his jaw.
Jeez.
It happened at Two Eagles Golf Course in Kelowna, British Columbia.
Nothing better than old dudes trying to fight each other.
And then the woman steps in the middle. Stop it. Just you got your knee brace on. Get out of there.
Yeah.
He picked up his club.
So
Rocky Balboa came to fight.
There you go. Full physical here.
Yeah.
Full.
Wow. This is action.
Oh, shirt came off.
Mm. Yeah.
Once the shirt's cold, you know it's real.
I would have taken guy in the white polo.
You would have?
Yeah.
Wow. What a knockdown.
I'm going with guy in the blue all day.
Yeah. Oh, that guy's rocking.
The guy in the blue polo and the khaki shorts is a hardo. Like, he still lifts.
Ooh. Yeah, you could tell. He's about that business.
White.
Chin check.
Another guy's coming in, and he's like, yep, I'll get you too, bro.
Yeah, white polo is the one who broke his jaw, of course.
Yeah.
No charges were filed, shockingly.
That's good. All right.
Oh, yeah.
The fight. Round afterwards?
Or I do not think so.
Yeah. All right. That is the news. Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you.
It's a Bruins Thursday. Mike Milbury coming up. But right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Bruins season is over, and like Greg said, we'll talk to Mike Milbury about that. And while there was no press conference yesterday, we did hear from Charlie Jacobs via the Bees on X. In part, he wrote, the 2024-25 season was undoubtedly one of the most challenging of my tenure with the Boston Bruins. Today, I share your disappointment as the team clears out their locker stalls ahead of a long offseason. It's clear that we have a lot of work to do, and that work is already underway. The Red Sox wrap up a stretch of 15 games in 15 days, taking the final game of the series in Tampa Bay 1-0, thanks to a David Hamilton homer in the third. Sean Newcomb went 4 2/3, giving up 0 runs on 4 hits while striking out 4. Here was Alex Cora on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
For how disappointed we were on Monday, right? Michael Fulmer went out there and gave us what we needed. Wink did the same thing, and Weiss and Bernie, and helped us to set up the next 2 days. And that's what it takes, you know, in games like that. Somebody has to take the bullet, right, and try to give us as many pitches as possible and save the bullpen. Weiser was fresh. Witt was amazing. He was fresh too. Slayton too. And, you know, that's the tough part about this business, you know. Like, everybody sees the usage and not taking the starter out early and all that, but you have to manage the series.
So the Sox take that series. The guys are off tonight before their home series with the White Sox starts tomorrow. And you deserve a car that thrills you. And Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
43 degrees in Boston. Afternoon high, sunny around 60.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
The Red Sox with a series win in Tampa, which is progress, and a Red Sox front office report coming up in a half an hour at 9 with Craig Breslow. But Mike Milbury joins us now on a Bruins Thursday brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Perfecting the art of fresh by findmassmoney.gov, by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow, and by Timeout Market. Timeout Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. When we began this with you, Mike, on Thursdays in September or October, there was so much promise, but we've arrived at the end of another season.
Yeah, it's been ugly, and it started off ugly, and it ended ugly, even uglier. There's a lot of work to be done here. I mean, it's not a quick fix, and it's going to be interesting to see what these guys, Neely, Sweeney, do with it, because the task is monumental at this point.
I think you've answered this previously, but any surprise that both of them remain here in charge?
No, I'm not surprised. I think they have a good relationship with the owner or owner representative, whatever you want to call Charlie. And I think they've had good success. And lately this year, it's just fallen apart. And it's been head scratching at times, but not really. I just like to tell you what I think they should do. The first need is a number one center. I don't know where they're going to get that. Probably has to be in the draft. But it's such a glaring gap in their lineup that you can't miss it. And somehow, some way, they have to find it. And I don't think they're going to find it in free agency. I think it's going to take some time to pluck somebody out of the draft. Lindholm looked like he was playing okay at the end of the year because he was playing with Pastrnak and Geeky, and those guys were on fire. But he's no better than a number two centerman. And the second thing they have to do is they've got to nail the draft. They've got to nail it. They haven't done that in a while, and they haven't had many picks to nail it with. But however they go about this, they have to look at getting fixing problems that they need to fix, and usually that's up front. They need another top six forward. There's no doubt about it. I'm sure there are going to be some quality players in that department in free agency. And they've got to get the goalie's head screwed on straight. I don't know if he's a jerk in the locker room or not. It seems to be enough word on the street that that might be a problem for them. But this kid was a phenomenal goaltender for a couple of years, and then he turned into, you know, less than that, much less than that, in the last part of this season. And it was a little scary for me, but I don't know that they can afford to trade him, but it's, and I don't know if they could trade him at his number the way he played this past year, but you know, they've got to figure that one out.
It seems ridiculous to ask, is he a guy who can't play a full season? That needs his binky or whoever that is?
Well, I think the formula has been that the top goalie plays about 60 games or 55 to 60 games and the backup plays the rest. That's a formula he should be able to handle. He's a young kid. He's in good shape. There's no reason why he can't do it. But, you know, the game-winning goal the other night was a short side goal. I mean, it looked like a simple blocker save, and he just missed it. But the next thing they got to do is find a coach. I don't think Joe Sacco is the answer here. I think the dive at the end of the season probably proved that. There are a couple of guys that come to mind. One of the guys on their staff right now, Chris Kelly, might be a guy that they should take a look at. Jay Pandolfo, maybe from BU.
Yep.
There's a coach in Denver, David Carl, who's done a really excellent job. He used to work for Jim Montgomery, now on his own. And, you know, they've got to figure out what to do with the bottom six. I mean, it's been a revolving door, and they should be able to find guys that can solidify the bottom six relatively easily. I don't know if they have them in-house, but it's not going to be that expensive, and it's a fix. But going back to the coach, somebody's got to come in and establish some discipline here. They seem to have lost their way for the most part in the last 20 games of the season. And this Lowrie just didn't change at all. He's minus 43, which is scary. And, you know, on the winning goal the other night, Pastrnak's on the ice, and, you know, he's been brilliant offensively. But he keeps making the same mistakes. He's like Ovechkin before. Ovechkin, you know, got to Barry Trotz and figured out he could play hockey at both ends of the ice. He was 3-on-3, and he makes a half-hearted pass at a defenseman, at Dumoulin, who wound up scoring the goal, and then he just lazily skates to the bench, and all of a sudden New Jersey comes back 3-on-2, and Dumoulin's got the puck and rifles it past the goaltender. It's inexcusable.
Mike, when you look at the ownership, do you feel like, or have you ever worked for an organization? Because I feel like that for the ownership of the Bruins, a successful season is just making the playoffs. And if you win a championship, it's icing on the cake. And how long do you ride that with your GM and Cam Neely?
You know, they've been better than just make the playoffs and get out in the first round. That's been the knock against the Jacobs family. And every year the Bruins spend to the cap. You really can't point a finger at them. They've given their manager and their president the chance to do what they do and put a team together that makes sense. And I think they'd certainly like to win another championships, but not easy. And the Bruins have done some remarkable things just a couple years ago, and they seem to be knocking on the door. And it's a hard thing to accomplish. And you know, I think they're. Their trust has been earned by ownership, and they're going to get another year, maybe another two. But, I mean, I think the clock is ticking at this point.
Mike, there's been some speculation that Chara's role within the organization may grow in the near future. Have you heard anything like that?
I haven't heard that. It wouldn't surprise me, though, Courtney. I mean, this is a quality individual, and, you know, it's not automatic that somebody steps in and can do something like managing or assistant managing and be automatically successful. I mean, Z's a great guy. He's a very intelligent guy. I think he could work his way into a very meaningful relationship with Don Sweeney. And What that is, I don't know. I haven't heard anything. Well, I've heard things along the way that they were going to give him more to do or give him something to do, but he hadn't really wanted to do that. He wanted to spend more time with his kids and at home after, you know, a long and illustrious career, and he's done that for a few years, and maybe it's time for him to, you know, up the ante, but I have not heard anything specifically.
Mike, if Jeremy Jacobs was in charge completely, do you think Cam and Don would still be here?
Yeah, I think he would be. You know, when Harry Sinden was the manager and Jerry Jacobs was around a little bit more, I think he gave Harry every opportunity to do the job. And I think Charlie Jacobs is doing that with Neely and Sweeney. And I don't remember a time when, you know, Jerry was around trying to figure out what the power play was doing or what the penalty kill was doing. He certainly kept an eye on the bottom line, but different era, different time. But I think the relationships are still the same. They have faith in these guys. And it has to have been shaken a little bit given the results of this past season. But they did enough over the last 10 years of Sweeney's tenure to merit another chance. And they're going to have to earn the long-term chance.
Mike, how you talk about getting a number one center and through the draft. So I know they say it's not a rebuild, a retool, but when you start to think of just, you know, what this team is doing, how long is it before we can actually say this is a Stanley Cup contender?
It's a good question. You know, I mean, I addressed the goaltending situation. If that can be rectified, that's a big piece of the puzzle. McAvoy and Lindholm have to play at a different level than they played in the last year and a half. There's no doubt about it. But the defense is not really a problem. They've got enough people back there that they can get the job done. I'm not too concerned about defense. It's up front where there's a concern. Pastrnak, world class. Geeky, they're going to have to spend a ton of money to re-sign him. But after that, who's another top six forward? And it's going to take time. And you're asking me how long? I don't know. It's how good are they in the draft? How good are they at signing free agents? Had they kind of swung and missed at the last go-round? But I don't see it happening for 2 to 3 years at least.
But why?
I mean, this is not a retool. This is a rebuild. Mm-hmm.
But why is Don Sweeney being handed the keys again after firing two coaches that have gone on to great success immediately with their Western Conference teams and with the way the draft has been? Fluno Shinzawa had a story yesterday where I think the Bruins have the second least players minutes from guys they drafted in the NHL behind ahead of only like the Penguins. Like I just don't understand it.
Well, I mean, to address the coaching situation, I mean, different circumstances arise. I don't know what happened with Jim Montgomery. They were off to a rocky start. They seemed to be discombobulated. And, you know, I heard Charlie say he didn't see any structure in the team. It seemed to be, it was maybe a bit hasty. And certainly, you know, it didn't get the job done by firing him. And he goes on to do something special in St. Louis. But he had a different set of circumstances, a fresh start, and he took advantage of it. It's a good question. It's a tough call on coaches. Most of the time, it doesn't result in dramatic changes in your results. But sometimes you feel the need to make the switch because it's not going well. And it doesn't seem to be able to turn it around at some point or another. That's when you have to pull the trigger, when you don't think there's a chance for things to get better. But have they been hasty?
But, Mike, when Charlie Jacobs says yesterday that he doesn't understand why, and I'm paraphrasing, why some fans suggest that you move on from Don Sweeney or Cam Neely, it appears tone deaf. I mean, we did a poll. And, I mean, 800 votes or whatever it was, and 79% thought that Don Sweeney, his tenure ought to end. I mean, I know you don't believe that. But
I also think you would have, if you'd taken the same poll of 800 people at the beginning of the year, probably the same percentage would have said Jim Montgomery should go. That's easy. If you don't win, they can't stand you. It's pretty simple. If you're not in a winning streak and you're not hot and you're not looking like you're contending, you're going to get heat, especially in this town. You know, they want it. They want it, and they want it now. And, you know, listen, I'm sure Don Sweeney, more than anybody else, has second-guessed some of the things that he's done. And some of the things that he's done, I second-guess. But there was a time just a few years ago when they were making a run for a Stanley Cup when he made, I thought, what, three or four brilliant moves to bolster his team, and it didn't work. And Jim Montgomery was the coach.
So you say, so in the off season, right, where we are now, free agency, it's going to be very difficult to find that number one guy. With the Bruins picking at seven, what's the turnaround as far as the NHL draft, that type of player, to being able to help a team out when you compare it to maybe other sports? Could this kid potentially help your team out right away, or usually does it take time for that type of player to make it in the NHL?
Well, look within the Bruins organization. Lizelle, I don't know if he's going to be a player or not. He shows some flashes, but he doesn't finish much. Poitras, you know, doesn't look like he's going to cut the mustard. It's usually, for a lot of people, it's several years, but if you get lucky, it could be just a year or two when the guy is 20. There are a lot of 20-year-olds that play in this league and that are effective and very important players on their roster. But by and large, it usually an 18-year-old draft, I mean, these are just babies, it usually takes 3 years for them to find their way to the NHL and to be a factor. And that's why this is not just a retool. This is a rebuild at the important positions at top six forward.
Mike, get you on record before you go. Who do you like to win it all this season?
Well, you know, it's hard to look past the two teams at the top of their conference, Winnipeg and Washington. I mean, they're going to get great ratings, aren't they, Winnipeg versus Washington? But I probably, if I had to place a bet, it would be Winnipeg. They've been consistent all year long. They've got a great goaltender. They're fast, and they seem committed. So I'll put a nickel down on them.
All right. Well, we have, as always, enjoyed it all season long. We will see you next on June 26th at my place by the sea in Rockport, behind the bar at your sister's place, for a roadshow pregame.
And you spinning records?
Yes,
can't wait.
Yeah, I'll bring the wax, stacks of wax. And unfortunately, you were unable to get Shime on the greasy pole, but we'll keep working on that. I guess.
Another one of my long list of failures.
All right, Mike Milbury.
See ya.
See ya soon. We will be right back.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Red Sox front office report with Craig Breslow this week coming up in about 15 minutes. Reminder that you can not only listen to this show every day, but you can watch this show on YouTube or on Twitch. And this show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers. If you're in the market for a diamond, I don't know, what's the rule of thumb, Courtney? Used to be 1.5 paychecks. It's probably 12 paychecks now, I'm guessing.
I haven't bought a diamond, so I don't know the paycheck breakdown.
Okay.
Right. But, you know, it's not about the size. It's about the love.
It's the diamond chain now.
Are you sure on this show with what's going on you want to say that?
The diamond size. And you know what? There's so many options now. There's lab grown. Those don't like hold any value down the road. So just remember that.
Well, that's why you go see Springer's. Go see Springer's Jewelers in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, if you need a diamond.
Yep.
Now we were talking to Milbury, and I don't agree with him in the sense that like they have been successful.
You're talking about the Bruins. Mike Milbury, moments ago, yes.
Yeah, especially Sweeney. When you look at Sweeney's tenure as the official GM, which has been like, 10 years, you got to one Stanley Cup. You're at the point now of like...
You get the two Stanley Cups in his tenure?
Not with him as the head.
No, just one.
The Blackhawks, no? That was Shirelli.
Okay. Not with him as the head. So you start to look and you go... And that's why I say if you're they have Cassidy here, and there was a whole big back and forth. I remember we had Razor in here, and Razor was like, it was the worst decision the Bruins made moving on from Bruce Cassidy. Cassidy then goes and wins the Stanley Cup. Then I know, Courtney, you brought up, Mike Montgomery.
Jim
Montgomery sets the points record, right,
mm-hmm.
for NHL history. And then it's, 2 years after that, they move on from him.
Yeah.
So you start to look at where Sweeney is. And all right, if you want to give Cam a pass because you're like, all right, what does Cam really do when it comes to the day-to-day on all the real moves on Sweeney, and Cam's just kind of like okaying it?
But don't you think that the beginning of the end for all of them was that Cassidy move? When mm-hmm. you see where the Bruins are today, all of the guys, whether it was Jeremy Swayman, Brad Marchand, Patrice Bergeron, the people that didn't like Cassidy that got him out of here, allegedly, they're not here anymore. The guy that you replaced
Swayman is here.
I meant your guy, Jake DeBrusk. Sorry, not Jeremy Swayman. I misspoke. Jake DeBrusk is gone, and that was the main reason why you got Cassidy out of here. So that was the beginning of the end.
I think that while you can give Sweeney and Neely credit for building the roster that had the best regular season, this has been a case study in how to butcher the future. Like, every decision they made has been wrong since that season ended. And you look at, so Bruce Cassidy in 3 years with Vegas, including the playoffs, has 164 wins and a Stanley Cup, a winning percentage of .650. Montgomery in 59 games went 34-18-7, 75 points, 640 winning percentage. These guys have gone on to not just success, but dominance after leaving. So the players that Don Sweeney picked were unable to perform for two coaches who have been wildly successful in other places. So if you're a talented coach, why do you want to come here in the first place to be part of a rebuild where you know you're going to be the one that is getting axed if Sweeney's players don't perform?
And you only got, if Milbury's saying, well, listen, they probably got 2 years, maybe three. If you're somebody looking to become a head coach in the NHL, do you really go, all right, I'm going to go to Boston when I know that the GM might be out in a year, 2 years? Do I really want to do that? So who are you getting? You're probably getting somebody who's coming in knowing, all right, this is probably, like, if I don't turn this thing around within 2 years, I'm gone because the GM's going to be gone. Why not just kind of wipe it all clean now? Then the new GM could bring his guy in, and then his guy might feel like, okay, it is a rebuild, but I'm going to get some time to do this.
This is Phil from New Hampshire. Hey, Phil.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
What's up?
I agree with what you guys are saying. Honestly, Wiggy, if the GM got fired a year into a new coach's tenure based on the history, might be the best thing that could happen for that coach, because we've had three great coaches in a row. All right, Sweeney has hit the jackpot on hiring coaches. Three in a row. And every single time he builds a team that does not fit the great coach's system, and then he fires the coach when he's the one who should be fired, because he's got a great coach and he's building teams that don't fit the coach, and then the coach has to go. It's so annoying. Monty was a great coach. Cassidy was a great coach. They let three guys run Cassidy out the door. That was DeBrusque, Frederick, and Carlo. And then after the fact, they get rid of all three of those guys, but now we don't have the great coach, and the three guys are gone.
Right.
So what are we doing?
I can't stand it. And Greg can't go to the Squire. It's been a lose-lose.
Jeez, I know. And after after my missed scoop, I probably can't go to Jay Miller's daughter's wedding either, because Cam's going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I was thinking about that yesterday.
Hopefully you're at different tables.
It doesn't matter.
Hope she's not expecting a gift.
A lot of Bruins.
Jay Miller's daughter's wedding is probably going to be very nice.
I know,
you should attend.
I'm going to have to, the RSVP is going to have to go back a no on that one.
Will you get her a gift, you think?
I'll probably get a gift. Send it. We have 5 years, 10 years.
Get her a gift card to Jay's restaurant.
No, I think that was the point that Courtney was making, mm-hmm. is that in a couple cases, you may have fired your coach for the wrong reasons, and those who were asking you to do it are no longer a part of your hockey team.
Yeah. Right. It's you allow the players, and I get it, it's in a lot of sports where you allow the players' voices in the dressing room to make the to kind of sway you into making the decision to move on from good coaches. But I also look at when the caller says, well, you hire a new coach and then you fire the GM. The only problem with that is you might get a GM that doesn't really see the new current coach's kind of vision, and then that might be a little bit of friction there. I always like the GM to bring in the guy he wants rather than one being already
there. Well, and I think the caller makes a good point. Like, I think there's a chance that maybe there's a disconnect between Sweeney and Neely, and that's one of the reasons that you're getting really good players and then a coach that doesn't match, and then you bring in a coach and then you're getting players that don't match because one has a vision on how to do one thing and the other has a vision on how to do another thing, and they're kind of clashing a little bit.
But it's hard for – you have to explain to me why Bruce Cassidy, when you say he didn't match with the players that Don Sweeney had on this hockey team, he matches – fine in Vegas with those players.
But that's probably because the Vegas GM made it so that the players kind of fit into the mold that Cassidy likes and wants to build.
Meaning that they don't mind getting yelled at every once in a while?
Tougher players that are a little bit more old school.
So Don Sweeney is going out and getting a bunch of players who can't stand being told what they have to do.
And then they get a coach that supports that, and then a lot of the players that they want to add, like, I don't know, a guy like Nikita Zadorov, maybe. It's not like that at all. And he would have been better off with a guy like Bruce Cassidy. And so, like, to me, it screams somewhere there is a disconnect.
But how do you then have Cassidy, if the players don't really rock with him like that?
The players here Some players here didn't run.
Right, but
he
was able to get those players here to a Stanley Cup final. So he must have done something right, and they had to buy in.
Because he's a good coach.
They had to buy in at some point. They just got to a point when they no longer were buying in, and then that's maybe when Sweeney has to say, okay, those guys ain't buying in. Maybe we move on from those players and now bring in new players, not the coach.
Here's Tim from Lowell. Hey, Tim.
Morning, guys. Great show as always.
Thank you.
You know, people seem to forget. 2 years ago, the Bruins ownership wanted to fire Don Sweeney, and it was Neely that stepped up and saved his job. They both deserve to be fired. They're both terrible evaluators of young talent. If you look at the guy they drafted last year, if you want to look it up, the scouting reports all say the same thing. He cannot play. He was their top player drafted. And let me say this. The Bruins used to be known as the Lunch Pail Athletic Club. Back when they won Stanley Cups, the three Stanley Cups that I can remember, that's the type of team they have. Sweeney and Neely have turned them into the Ice Capade Athletic Club. They need to go back to playing tough, hard-nosed, physical Bruins hockey if they want to go back to championship.
All right. Well, it's interesting.
All right, thank you.
And Charlie Jacobs doubled down.
Yeah.
He doubled down by saying he does not understand why Bruins fans like that.
Right.
Don't believe that the two of them are the right ones to run the organization going
forward. Because what talent have they... Like we used to criticize Bill as a GM, but at least Bill gave you guys where you can go Gronkowski, Edelman, you know, Wes Welker. What talent would you say Cassidy gave you? I mean, not Cassidy, Sweeney. Pasta wasn't a guy that Sweeney brought in. Who is he giving you?
McAvoy?
All right, McAvoy, right? But is the jury isn't it kind of still out on McAvoy? Like, he's shown he could be great, but he's kind of like hasn't consistently done that, right? You look at Zadorov, you look at both of the Lindholms.
Well, one of the Lindholms. I mean,
Hampus was good and then got hurt.
Yeah.
But he wasn't. Listen, Milbury used to come on here and criticize Hampus Lindholm all the time. So it wasn't like you went and go, oh, Lindholm, before he got hurt, was a top defenseman in the league where you can go, all right, it was the injuries that set him back. Prior to that, we were questioning how good or was that a good move?
Yeah.
What has he done?
Yeah. All right, 617 text, which says, going forward, I need to apply the same rule to sports as I should be applying at Van Leeuwen, which is no scoops.
Oh, that is.
I don't think that's nice.
No, no, that's hurtful.
But it is.
And you haven't been at Van Leeuwen in quite some time.
No, I have not.
Yeah, it's showing.
Correct. Well, maybe what? Yeah, no.
Yeah, all right. You had a salad last night at Savor? Was that?
No, I tried the new pasta dish.
That looked very good.
I didn't eat
good.
The whole thing.
Right.
Pesto?
Half order. Huh?
Pesto on that?
Pesto, a burrata.
Yeah, the burrata looked
some half some
order.
Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very, very, very good. All right, we will be back with the Red Sox front office report and Craig Breslow next.
Craig.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.